For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is working through the weekend with agents looking into sexual misconduct allegations made against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. An anonymous source says the Bureau will investigate claims that were made by his former Yale classmate, Deborah Ramirez, which expands the investigation beyond those made by Christine Blasey Ford. President Trump spoke to reporters at the White House before leaving for a rally in West Virginia.
I would expect it's going to turn out very well for the judge.
Speaking in Austin, Texas, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says Kavanaugh could have two jobs in jeopardy now.
If he is not telling the truth to Congress or to the FBI, then he's not fit not only to be on the Supreme Court, but to be on the court that he's on right now.
Kavanaugh denies the claim. He's alleged that Democrats, including the Clintons, are out to get him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Hurricane Rosa, packing Category 3 winds, moved Friday off Mexico's Pacific coast, with forecasters expecting its swells to affect the Southern California surf this weekend.
Rosa will begin weakening overnight. It is expected to be a tropical storm when it nears northern portions of the peninsula on Monday night. Still, it will spread rain into the southwest U.S. by Tuesday and Wednesday, with 1 to 3 inches possible and possible flooding in western Arizona, southern Nevada, and Utah.
Facebook says it doesn't know yet whether hackers who exploited a security breach have misused any of the 50 million user accounts' personal information. CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Security is an arms race, and we're continuing to improve our defenses. And I think that this also underscores that there are just constant attacks from people who are trying to take over accounts or steal information from people in our community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A former Secretary of State does a cameo on a sitcom. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Hillary Clinton makes a cameo appearance on a TV comedy, applying to be Murphy Brown's secretary.
I also assume you've had previous secretarial experience?
Absolutely. For 4 years, I was the secretary. I was the secretary of a very large organization.
And you have all the requisite skills, computer, email.
Emails. I do have some experience with emails.
Clinton's guest spot was filmed 2 weeks after the pilot episode with no studio audience in a closed set with only essential crew. The scene was cut from screeners and out to press and critics, so it would be a surprise. And Clinton's guest spot received no promotion ahead of the show's airing on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami has killed at least 384 people, and hundreds of people have been injured on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. John Clemens has more.
The quake struck around 6 p.m. local time, and according to duty seismologist Zachary Reeves at the USGS, it was a major quake.
It's a 7.5. We have it at about 13 kilometers depth. It is 50 miles from the capital of Indonesia, roughly, and it's a pretty big earthquake.
Search, rescue crews, and emergency workers are in the area now looking for those in need. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.